The midterm elections aren't over yet. A couple of House races are still up in the air. And in Mississippi, a runoff between Mississippi Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith and Democrat Mike Espy is set for Tuesday. Back in 1986, Espy became the first Black Mississippi congressman since Reconstruction. A win tomorrow would make him the first Black senator from the state since that period. Hyde-Smith is feeling the heat as she walked back racist comments earlier this month that made light of public hangings and also joked about voter suppression. She defended the comments in a debate last week.
This comment was twisted, and it was turned into a weapon to be used against me, a political weapon used for nothing but personal and political gain by my opponent. That's the type of politics Mississippians are sick and tired of.
Desiree Frazier has been covering the race for Mississippi Public Broadcasting in Jackson. Desiree, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
The big challenge here seems to be really Espy's chances of winning. A lot of folks are saying it's going to be a pretty big long shot. In fact, the polling website 538 has his chances at 25%. I'm just shocked at how low that is given Hyde-Smith's comments.
Well, Mississippi is a very Republican, conservative state, and people here, by and large, vote according to race. That has been the case over the years. The population is probably 65% white, around 35% Black. And so you see the party break down that way. Democrats, approximately 35%. Republicans, 65%. So the Republican base is probably going to support her. The question is, will moderate Republicans who feel that her remarks have damaged the state and who are concerned about how the rest of the world perceives Mississippi, which has been an issue over the years because of its violent racist past, will they still vote for Cindy Hyde-Smith or will they vote for Mike Espy? And in speaking with Mike Espy's campaign spokesperson, he told me yesterday that they have been courting all people, all Mississippians. And in that, he says that they have talked to white voters who say that they are not voting based on party, but on the person, and that they're supporting Espy.
And that's because of these comments that she made. Again, she said that she would attend a, quote unquote, public hanging. These are comments that are deeply offensive, given, as you mentioned, the history of Mississippi and also where we are today. I mean, members of the Jackson City Council casted a symbolic no confidence vote and asked the governor to remove her from office. I want to play some audio where you hear city leaders expressing their outrage over the comment.
It is hate. It is racism. And it exists, and we have to do something about it.
What's been the public reaction?
Well, it has been a concern about these remarks. There has been outrage, as you just heard, and that is part of the issue. As concerning as the public hanging statement is, after that, she was recorded talking about voter suppression of liberal votes, and her campaign said she was joking. She was talking to students, and that was concerning for some. And then she was also shown in a photo at a museum in Mississippi, the Jefferson Davis Museum. He was Confederate president, holding a rifle and wearing a Confederate hat. And her remark was Mississippi history at its best. So I think the culmination of these things are concerning. And the Espy camp is saying this is taking Mississippi back, not forward. But I will also add, at issue are the issues. For instance, the tax cuts, the trade war. Mississippi is an agricultural state. Soybean farmers are hurting. And so this is a concern for the Espy camp, and this is what they're campaigning about, the issues that are impacting Mississippians as a whole, not just the remarks she made, even though those are a concern, because it is argued it shows a lack of judgment, it shows a lack of discretion, and there is concern that this seat is too big for where she's at right now.
Well, and I guess the question is also, you know, given the proportion, given the demographic breakdown of the state, even if all Black voters supported Espy, his win is still going to require, as you said, moderate Republicans and perhaps more progressives and more whites to come out and vote for him as well.
That will be the case. Now, there was another poll that came out by RRH Elections, and it showed that Cindy Hyde-Smith was ahead by 54% to Mike Espy with 44%. And so it's not that it can't be done, and we'll have to see, because over the weekend they had absentee voting. The deadline was noon Saturday, and there were several courthouses where the lines were out the door for people to vote in the absentee ballot. So we have to see what will happen, but it will be a tight race, and it will be one where it will determine how people perceive Cindy Hyde-Smith if she does win, and also reflect on Mississippi, and can this state put a Democrat in office? Can people look beyond these types of inflammatory remarks and still vote her in?
I want to ask you another question about the money. We saw over the weekend, I think, that the Major League Baseball had donated a couple $1,000s to Hyde-Smith's campaign. Now they're asking for her to return it. Have you ever seen anything like that? And if so, what's happening there in terms of fundraising?
No, I really haven't. And it so far, AT&T, Aetna, Amgen, Union Pacific, I think there's about six or seven who have asked for their money back. But they are forging ahead. And she said in their latest attempt to help Mike Espy, the liberal media has taken leave of their senses and going after her continually on issues of her past, going to a segregated high school and so forth, getting off the topic, which are the issues that she supports, like the military, border security. She supports the wall and opposes the Affordable Care Act.
Desiree Frazier is a reporter for Mississippi Public Broadcasting in Jackson, Mississippi. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.